Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Casey Hansen. She's the Director of Outreach and Engagement for Kids Win Missouri, a statewide coalition of child care providers and advocacy groups. She's been speaking with lots of child care providers during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, and she says many are struggling. She spoke about the impact the pandemic is having on the well-being of providers and about some of the possible long-term impacts on kids' development if childcare providers have to close their doors. Here's Casey.
I think a lot of childcare providers have felt, schools shut down to protect the children, but also to protect the teachers. While they have been expected and in many cases still demanded to go to work every day. They didn't get hazard pay. They didn't get anything additional. If anything, their job has become extremely stressful. They've had to completely reinvent how they do things. They've added all these new guidelines. They have to clean more. They have to take on all of this. And, I think our childcare providers are really starting to feel tired and angry because they're seeing this inequity in how they're viewed really played out. And I think, how they are valued by everyone. I think we just are worried about if childcare centers close down, if they permanently close, will they reopen? It's not like something that's super easy just to close down and then come back. So then will kids have the care that they need? Will working parents be able to find the care that they need for their kids in order to be able to work? How will that impact the rest of our economy if parents don't have care and kids don't have a stable place to be? Also, kids need high quality learning environments, regardless of their age. And, some of us think of it as babysitting or daycare, but what they're doing is educational and it's meaningful to the social, emotional growth and development of children, no matter their age. And so if a lot of our centers and even our in-home centers close down, then, what will happen? How is it going to impact school-age children if they don't have that additional support or they don't have that place where they can go and do their virtual learning? It is the childcare programs or the businesses and the staff, but ultimately their job is to care for our children. They're not doing this work for a profit. They're doing it and at the same time they're delivering a public good, which is, having our children well cared for and educated. When those kids go on to be in the K-12 system and beyond that, they're ready and they're prepared. And so if we start to lose that infrastructure, then how do we bounce back from that, I think, is the greatest concern. And then what does that mean for our kids long term?
That was Casey Hansen with Kids Win Missouri, speaking about how the ongoing coronavirus pandemic has been impacting childcare providers throughout the state. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.